النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jamaatul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the dialogues and the conversations of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. In this episode, though, I want to talk about a conversation that deals about Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Now, one of the things that we see in the life of this esteemed 10th divinely appointed Imam, of course, is this asceticism, this piety, and this refraining from worldly and materialistic pleasures. So on the path of spirituality, of course, the closer you become to the spiritual world and the more du'as that you do, the more supplications that you do, the more prayers that you do, and really the more that you walk upon the path of the obedience to the Almighty Allah, the more you begin to detach yourself from the materialistic world. And this is kind of a very natural thing to occur on spiritual wayfaring. In this one conversation, we find that some of the policemen and the investigators of Mutawakkil Abbasi, who was the Abbasid Caliph at the time, they would regularly break into Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam's house. Now, of course, they were looking for secret correspondence between Imam al-Hadi and his followers, or perhaps a lot of wealth which could have been or might have been being collected at the hands of Imam al-Hadi. Because, of course, even though the Abbasid caliphs did not acquiesce to the position of the divinely appointed imams, but nonetheless, they very well knew the divinely appointed imams, and they knew their position, their socio-political position amongst the Muslims. They knew that they were the leaders of the pure Muhammadan Islam movement. And so they were always breaking down into their houses, trying to, you know, catch them doing something. And so one time the policemen of Mutawakkil broke into the house of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and they searched it from top to bottom, and they found that there was practically nothing of worldly furniture. And they found that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was wearing a piece of wool garment, and he was sitting on sand and pebbles, meaning that there was no carpet or some kind of cushion or something under him. He was sitting on the bare ground. And so one of these individuals, they said that, I had thought that he was the leader of the Shia and he was the leader of the Rafidi, as was a derogatory term that was used for the Shia at that time, and still today some people unfortunately do. He said that, I thought that he would be amass in wealth. And the other person says, isn't it strange that we see that Ali al-Hadi, he seems to have no interest in this worldly life. He keeps to the mosque and the masjid, and when we search his house, we only find copies of the Holy Quran or books of dua or scientific books. And so both of these individuals, policemen of Al-Mutawakkil, really amazed at the materialistic detachment of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. A lesson for every single one of us also, that we must detach ourselves from these materialistic pleasures, these worldly pleasures. Yes, in a balanced manner, these are halal and they are recommended and they are necessary, but many times we go towards the side of extravagance and ultra luxuriousness, and these will definitely lead to our detriment. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.